Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! Get on the buzz!
Are we still doing that?
I don't think so. I'm like tangled in all of these cords over here.
I know. Guys, there's so many cords back here. We get tangled when we dance.
Yeah.
But hey, After Buzzers, welcome to this week's reclap of Dance Moms. We are back, and please make sure you rate and subscribe to us on youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can also follow us on iTunes and SoundCloud. We're all over the place. We love to hear your thoughts and opinions on the show, because you guys always have great input, and we love to hear that. So you can also tweet and talk with us at hashtag ABTV Dance Moms. And I'm your host, Lexi Hamisfar. You can find me on Twitter at Lexi Hamisfar. And these are my lovely co-hosts.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm Candace Camacho. You can tweet me at Candace_Camacho.
Hey, everyone. My name is Christy Olson. You can tweet me at Christy Reports. And also, do me another favor, hit the thumbs up button on that video right now, please. We love it.
So, what'd you guys think of the episode?
I was pleasantly surprised that Nia was kind of the star of this episode. I think it's about time. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a breath of fresh air in a certain way, and I love to see her getting opportunities and people standing up to Abby.
I was kind of so shocked by Holly's behavior that I couldn't really concentrate on anything else. And all the things that Holly was saying, that I was just sort of like, wow, what is Holly doing? Why is she saying that? She's so wrong.
Yeah,
it was almost overwhelming.
I totally agree. I think, and I said this a lot last season, that I really loved how Holly always stood up against Abby, but I really feel like this episode, and especially this season, I felt like she kind of overstepped it. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot going on in her life with her family being sick and stuff like that. It must be very stressful. But at the same time, it's kind of getting a little...
It's too much.
I guess, I don't know, I disagree. I think I would have done exactly what she did if I had been her.
Think so?
I felt like towards the end, I mean, when they were at the wine party, that kind of escalated a little bit too much. But I think that I would have stood up for my child just like she did, and she wants her kid to have opportunities that she sees the other ones getting, and her kid has been completely beat down, and she's like not standing for it. And quite honestly, I wouldn't take that crap either.
Well, I think that she's within her right to stand up for Nia, obviously, towards Abby, but I think that the way she approached it, doing it in front of the kids and in front of really everyone, she should have tried to have a private conversation with Abby. I do think, though, that that wine thing was scripted.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why are they even out drinking? And Holly...
I was wondering who was with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Holly had her Diet Coke. Kira had something she was mixing. Mm-hmm. And then the other two were like...
Right.
One bottle of wine for the two of them.
Right.
That's really not enough.
One bottle of wine each.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm thinking, like, nothing's really changed. Why is Holly all of a sudden so angry about this? Maddie's always been the star. Maddie's always gotten all the opportunities. Abby has always treated Nia the same way as she's treating her now, which I don't really think is even that bad. Why is Holly all of a sudden so darn mad?
I think it's just a combination of her being stressed about what's going on in her family and Nia's grandfather being sick and being in LA. And maybe she's, because she's in LA and she's watching firsthand all of the connections happen with mm-hmm. Maddie, mm-hmm. it's just getting to her.
Yeah. Well, for me, if I was Holly, being a mother myself, if I would have been in that casting call and my child would have done such a great job like Nia did and then got shot down in front of the casting agent by Abby, that would have been like my last straw with that woman. I mean, no, you know, nothing to the wind. Like, I would just be all about just doing what it takes to get Nia out there.
I think if you remember, the casting director kind of put Abby in her place. And I think I was Holly, that would have been enough for me. Like, hey, the guy who knows what's going on here
exactly.
and is really judging this told you it's okay, that it's actually great what she did and makes her stand out and is a unique way of playing it.
Right.
So I would have been like okay with that. I've been like, hey, remember, he told you, not me.
And I didn't see anything wrong with how Nia took on that role. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was
she was great. Yeah. Yeah. We talked about it last episode. We thought she was flawless, and we talked about that it does take, you know, you got to do it differently than the million other people do before, you know, you get the chance. So she did a great job. I mean, it's clearly that she's clear to me that she's a triple threat with singing and acting and dancing. So
I just think that with Holly, it was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah,
at this point,
it was. And even though like she did get angry in front of the kids, she never cusses. She never cusses. I think. And I really try, you know, when I'm arguing with my husband to, like, not say a cuss word, ever. It is a very bad example. But I think at this point I would have been like, how can you say that?
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, so I feel like as angry as she was, I feel like she did regain or take her composure, even though she
did
was
it with
like
restraint.
Yelling. Yeah, she was like, even though she was yelling, I mean, she didn't cuss. She did yell, but it wasn't like, you know, an animal like somebody I know named Abby.
But you know what? On the same thing, I thought she restrained herself a little bit this week.
Abby?
She wasn't as violent towards the, not violent, but outwardly
aggressive.
Thank you. Aggressive mm-hmm. towards the girls.
Well, she's playing the victim now because she's been called out time and time again. She's like the bully that, you know, can't take it. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Well, we saw what Holly's little rant really did to Abby. It really did break her down.
It did. Yeah.
It showed that she really does care and she is emotionally invested in not just the girls and the dancing, but the show and her image. And I think if Holly was really that angry, she should have taken Abby aside out of a room when no one else was there and said, hey, I'm going to tell you how I feel about this and you're going to listen because
right.
I'm paying you and you're the teacher. And the other thing, always my response always to Holly and all of them when they have these problems is, well, then take your daughter away and go find another dance teacher.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. If you continue to have the same problem with someone and you don't fix it, which their way of fixing it would be to leave, obviously, mm-hmm. it's on you, I think, just as much as it's on Abby or Nia or anybody else.
Well, and I think that Holly was totally in the right in pushing Abby to get an answer as to where she was last week because, you know, they're all out there for her.
Yeah, and they've given up a lot.
Right.
And they are in unknown territory, and they're depending, you know, on this woman to lead them. And they're in the unknown. You know, they've left their family, like we kind of said last week. You mm-hmm. know, they left a lot. They've given up a lot, probably living in apartments. They're like, well, where the heck is our leader?
Right, exactly. I mean, I can see how that would be frustrating for everyone. And even so, with the pyramid, Abby didn't really even have anything to comment on. She was just like, all right, this is where you guys are placed
yeah.
for the week.
Well, Abby's off being their manager, let's not forget, which is actually the money money-making part of all of this mm-hmm. for Abby and for the girls and their mothers. Abby's out there taking meetings, landing them these auditions, and that is far more important than being there watching them dance when Gianna could do the same thing.
Right. If she would voice what she was doing, like, yeah. look, I've left Gianna in charge because I'm out doing this, this, and this, meeting this with casting person, getting this appointment, maybe this opportunity, but you can't just leave and then expect respect when you get back.
That's a good point.
I think if she was more transparent about the whole situation, then there wouldn't be as much backlash from the moms as there is.
Yeah, that, you know, for all they know, that she could be auditioning, and she is, I heard, auditioning other people and other dancers, and, you know, they don't really know if if she's in the right for them at this mm-hmm. point. She's right. She kind of has proven herself to be a little untrustworthy.
I agree. All right, well, so this week they're going to Sheer Talent in LA, and Kendall and JoJo have
Yay,
the solos.
Can we get the solo?
And how did JoJo get a solo?
She's got to be there for a reason, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know.
I think it is just to give her, she's there. They brought her there for the show. As part of the storyline, they kind of just have to be like, well, we can't let you just sit there again.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
And they know it's all going to blow up with Nia and mother.
We have no answer for that.
That was just lucky.
I do think it was a little inappropriate for Abby to have been like, I'm sure we'll get humiliated and embarrassed at this competition as well.
Yeah, very disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know, just because they were second last week, it's not that bad.
It's not a big deal.
It's pretty good, you know.
I think she clearly was trying to bring it with the choreography this week and doing something different. Mm-hmm. And I think that was another motive of motivating the girls. You know, mm-hmm. saying like, well, we're probably just going to get second again. Doesn't that make you want to prove that person wrong? A lot of what she does is teaches them how to be in the biz. Mm-hmm. And that, you're not always going to get talked to positively for sure in Hollywood or in the entertainment industry.
Right.
I mean, I think there's probably a million directors that are incredibly famous and successful that are known for verbally berating their actors and being verbally mm-hmm. abusive to people, and everyone's just like, well, it's okay because they're making millions of dollars. And if you don't want to be involved in that, you have the choice not to be.
Well, but I also think that those directors, when they're taking it out on people, they're taking it out on adults, not 11 and 12-year-olds who are getting the brunt of it based off of what their parents' actions are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. who are still so vulnerable, and they really just want to dance, you know. Nia has said, like, she wants to dance. She wants to do the competitions because after, you know, high school, you don't do that type of thing anymore. Mm-hmm. You're doing different things. So this time is a beautiful time in their lives, and it's not going to last for so long. So I think they do want to be there because they want to dance.
And it does sound like Abby does actually want to be a dance teacher.
Yeah, that's
and
what
when
she said.
Got to just doing that on last night's episode, it was when she really looked happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when I did dance in Atlanta, it reminded me of what my coaches used to say. It was very much Abby being a coach and not yelling and punishing the kids so much, with the exception of how Nia got punished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I did think that it was interesting, just because when the girls were here, JoJo made a comment to Tony and I that we couldn't mention Chloe's name.
Okay.
That they did not edit out how Holly was like, I will not be the next
Christy
or Kelly, and Nia is not Brooke, Paige, or Chloe.
Right.
Okay.
So I thought that was interesting that they left that in there if they're not allowed to
say that
Chloe's name.
Right, and we were guessing that last week Abby's whole thing, why she won't say that she's not going to be there and why she maybe had to fly home, was something to do with the lawsuit. But we were wondering why, when they mentioned it so heavily in the premiere of this part of the season, why they all of a sudden can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's where she was and that's what she was doing.
Yeah. So I thought that was a weird thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that was more of an Abby thing. Like, maybe Abby doesn't want to
hear
the name, doesn't want to have it brought up.
She probably didn't want to be asked. They probably didn't want to be asked about Chloe. You know, maybe there's some thing in the contract that now that she's left, they can't talk to each other or something for
that
now.
Could very well be.
I don't know.
So,
of course JoJo spills those beans.
I know.
I feel like we could have a real juicy conversation with JoJo.
Yeah. She would give all the dirt. Like, if you have a secret, you definitely do not want to tell it to JoJo, right?
Those girls are all just so funny. They were all
That's
hoots.
Why her bow's so big. It's full of secrets.
Okay, so the group dance this week was called Collateral Damage. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a cool concept.
Yeah.
Children that are left behind as survivors.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that?
Yeah, last week when they didn't really have a really dramatic, themey thing, I hated it. You know, they have to have that storyline. That's what they do so well. They're out there being actresses as much as they are being dancers. And like I said before, there was clearly a deliberate attempt to make the choreography more LA, more like what we saw the other groups doing at the last competition. And they really succeeded in that. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it was a great segue into a different style for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mackenzie even said later on that they are not used to doing this type of choreography, and it was actually, like, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
they rocked it.
They did. And we find out that the woman that Holly was on the phone with last week was Aubrey from Danity Kane.
Yeah. And Celebrity Apprentice, making the band. This girl has done the reality TV round.
She has. So she's got to have some great connections.
Right. And so Nia goes and records her first single with Aubrey, which was so cute to see. And she was so excited.
Yeah. And I really love that Aubrey, like, took her under her wing and said, you know, do what your heart is called to do. Do what makes you happy. This is your time.
Because it's so true, and you were so right when you said it earlier. I mean, the only way you're going to get ahead out here is if you break away from the pack and do something
different.
Mm-hmm. And ask for forgiveness later.
Right.
You know what was a really interesting little blurb to me is when they showed that flashback of them first meeting Aubrey. And Aubrey was asking Abby, who is your best singer? You know, who really rocks it? Who's the performer? And Abby said, Nia is. And it's just so funny. We've had to watch Mackenzie's video shoots and the other girls do their songs.
Yeah.
And Abby was right there admitting that Nia is the best singer. And that did make me wonder a little bit, well, then why hasn't Nia had these same kind of opportunities? And I would have loved to hear what Abby's response was then. Because Aubrey said to her, well, then why isn't Nia recording a single? And I really, really wish we would have seen Abby's response.
That's a good point.
I don't know why.
Yeah. And Kendall's solo is it's Bollywood themed.
Yeah.
Which was such an interesting twist.
Abby was clearly excited about it. She had put a lot of work into it, making sure it was accurate in accordance with
research.
The Bollywood style. Yeah, and I think
when she gets excited,
feel that energy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and that probably made Kendall want to really rock it, which she totally did.
She did, yeah. I was excited to see her get that part.
I know. Mm-hmm. And JoJo's performance was based off of Carrie, which... Here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
I totally agree with Abby in the sense that if she's going to play a character based off of a movie like that, she needs to do her research and watch the movie.
Definitely.
But for someone that young, Carrie is so inappropriate.
It's absolutely inappropriate for that age of a child.
And would she even fully understand?
Yeah, anyway. Carrie is a horror movie, and it's rated R. First of all, I mean, in the movie, they go and they, you know, pour pig's blood on this girl in the movie. Sorry if you...
Spoiler alert!
But is that, like, as a mother, like, if my dance teacher wanted me to show that movie to my child, I might really seriously think about leaving. It's, like, absolutely abominable and disgusting.
Well, Jessalyn should have used that for an excuse instead of just, oh, we didn't have time.
That was horrible. I thought it was inappropriate.
Would have been a much better response.
Like, especially because Abby was like, what were you doing for those 14 hours that you were getting life
she
treatment?
She didn't even say anything. She didn't even say anything.
It's just watching some child age appropriate movie, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an example of Abby trying to just throw whatever to that poor little kid, but it's just vicious, actually, and disgusting. She should be, you know, locked up for that.
Wow.
It's just that show is demonic. It's just not something a child should be watching.
I can't handle scary movies in the first place, so I've personally never seen it.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh,
wow. Well, I mean,
Chloe Grace Moretz remake. And all that, like, in the early 2000s.
As an adult, I mean, it's not, like, scary to me, you know, but as a kid, like, I definitely wouldn't want my child watching it. And then... You know, I would be excited that my child got a solo and then she gets squirted with blood everywhere. I mean, even if like, you know, she is the performer and has, like, got great acting, but you couldn't even see it through all that stuff anyway.
Right.
And, you know, she got slammed for not telling the story. Well, who could see the story through all the blood and all the costuming? Like, ridiculous. That makes me mad.
Candace is about to go all Holly on Abby's ass.
I know.
Well, it's just, like, I mean, you know, I'm like, could that be my Athena up there and blood from her dance teacher? No, I would be starting my own company.
But, you know, I thought that JoJo's eyes did kind of tell, like, the demonic side of the story. Yeah, I don't know the entire story, obviously, but...
JoJo did the very best she could do with what she was giving.
Yeah. And thinking that it was horror.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's a great performer, and she really goes out there and gives it her all in that way. So.
Yeah, I thought her facials were right on. I thought I was surprised that Abby said she didn't tell the story. I thought she was going to get commended for telling the story and really acting it out. But
Nothing to say bad about Jezalyn or JoJo. It's just the whole... idea behind her dance.
Yeah, I don't think she was real happy with being squirted with blood either.
No,
I was like, how
gross.
Am I going to get that out for the group dance? And they just covered it right up.
Yeah. Talk about a champ. I would be afraid if
I... Well, even now, I'd be like, for years.
Really?
I don't want all that on my face.
I know. But, you know, I thought it was interesting how Jill pointed out in when all the moms were talking that JoJo's was really lucky this week. Mm-hmm. And Jess was basically like, well, you know, Holly doesn't affect me.
Right.
So I'm not gonna I'm not gonna worry about it.
I think that Jezalyn is like twin sisters with Sarah's mom, Christy.
Uh-huh. Christy.
It's like the same type of character that they brought onto the show.
Yeah, you know, JoJo is lucky. She just got here and she gets solos that suit her. Mm-hmm. The other girls don't get that.
Right.
You know, they don't get that, like, special treatment. She had, a couple episodes ago, when she had learned half a dance and then it wasn't working, she switched it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So she is kind of being favored in that way.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with it. But I don't think she should have said that Holly brought it on herself.
No, she didn't. No, I don't think Holly brought it on herself.
Right.
You know, Abby brought it on. You know, your person can only take so much. I mean, it's exhausting just thinking about it.
I know.
They should remove themselves from the situation then.
Yeah. So the next day, Nia and Holly and JoJo are all MIA for like a second. And then Nia shows up. But JoJo gets lice.
Yeah.
And Jess blames it on the other girls.
Yeah, that wasn't really quite explained.
No.
Well, if they don't have lice, then the other girls how did she get it from them?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, with lice, it's basically hot from head to head, and you can see the eggs in the hair.
Ew!
So gross. And it doesn't mean that JoJo is, like, dirty or she doesn't take a shower.
Yeah.
That's not it. It just happens, like, I don't know how the psychology behind lice, but it doesn't mean, you know, any of that. It's just kids get it.
It made me wonder what kind of a seedy hotel they're putting these people up in.
But it's not that. I mean, any kid, I've had little cousins that have gotten it that are very clean and, you know, it's really gross.
Because they can get it from school.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're all homeschooled, but...
Yeah, but you don't send your child away for 15 hours to get treated as the mom.
Right.
You're like in there combing through that, getting those eggs out, I would guess. I don't know from her firsthand experience, and I hope that I don't find out. So I just wanted to come to like JoJo's rescue just in case people were like, ew. I mean, it is gross, but it's not like a dirty thing.
That's true.
I really liked how Jill told all the girls, though, that they needed to rally behind Nia and support her, and that was her position on the team, and that, you know, they needed to help her learn it quickly because they only had a day. But did you guys think that it was right for her to not get that position?
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't show up for practice one day? Of course, you're out.
Right.
I'm surprised she wasn't out for 2 weeks or, you know, an X number of competitions. Of course, you miss practice, you're done.
Yeah, no matter what, no matter if you're performing with Sia or whatever you're doing, I agree that she, you know, you're not up for rehearsal, you're out.
Yeah, Maddie's been knocked down the pyramid for not being there when it was something that was a huge opportunity for her and for Abby and the girls.
So
I think it was when she was doing Kimmel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to have that accountability.
Yeah. I mean, so I think that, I just think that Holly at that point thought the whole world was like crashing down on her and Nia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's not the end of the world to leave one opportunity to go pursue something bigger and different, you know, but you can't expect to come back and, you know, be in the group number that week. And it's not, it's just one week. It's just one group dance, even though it's like hurtful to her, I'm sure. But, you know, it's
yeah.
just, it kind of is what it is. I mean, I don't know how you all feel about that. If you feel like, I'm sure you'll let us know. You feel like Nia should have been in the group number that night.
But from all of our experiences, from our dance and sports, anything experiences.
Yeah, you're
if you miss practice, you're out of the next game. You're out of the next performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially if you miss it because you're going behind the coach's back and doing something that the coach doesn't think you should be doing. Yeah.
And especially
like
you're
definitely out.
Yeah, and especially when you're learning a new dance every week. It's not like, you know, she's been doing that dance for 6 months and mm-hmm. missing one day is not a big deal at that point. But
I feel like she took it very professionally, Nia. She didn't cry. She just was like, okay, you know.
You have to think that she was blaming her mom a little bit.
Yeah,
of course she wanted to go and pursue these opportunities and go record the song. Of course she did. Mm-hmm. But you have to think that she was maybe thinking if her mother had handled it differently, that she would have been in that group dance.
I feel like I kind of saw some annoyance when the cameras went outside when Holly had her breakdown.
Yeah.
And you saw Nia at the end of the hallway get her purse, and she was just kind of looking at her mom like, oh, there's the meltdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was kind of wondering if she was going to go to... I was surprised, I think, that she didn't go to her mom.
Like, she walked away.
Yeah, she walked away. So I was surprised at that. And I a little bit of annoyance.
Yeah. But
she's
also
getting to that age. We're going to start seeing more of that.
Ooh. I like that side of Nia. It's mm-hmm. sassy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every once in a while she does need to speak up for herself. And when she does it so well. You know what I mean? And like even handling that situation, whether she was upset with her mother or not, or upset with Abby, mm-hmm. she doesn't let you know that. She's not being an immature child. If she were to speak up in that moment, I'm sure it would have been very eloquent and would not have... Nia probably could have spoken up for herself to Abby in a much better way than Holly did. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it would have ended a lot differently if in that initial first scene, Nia had said something to Abby instead of Holly.
No, Nia was just like, nothing's wrong.
Well, yeah, and if Nia didn't really have a problem with it anymore, then Holly shouldn't have said anything. Unless Nia was upset about it. And I never heard Holly say, Nia is super upset about what Abby said in the audition. This is just Holly being mad and Holly pursuing
Well, that's a good
anger.
Point.
Right.
Yeah, we've never gotten to see really Nia's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
We're just assuming, like mother, like daughter, I guess.
I feel like Nia's very low drama, though, and she knows that anything that she says to, I don't know, maybe she stands up for herself a lot, but I feel like if she knows that line and she knows that boundary, mm-hmm. and she doesn't want to cross it.
She ultimately has respect for Abby. I think that's very clear.
They all
and
do.
Yeah, except for maybe JoJo a little bit here and there. But yeah, the girls show that respect that the mothers definitely don't.
I think JoJo has respect for Abby. I just think that she's very outspoken. Mm-hmm. And even with those pep talks that her and Jess have before the performances, they're very like, you got this, you're the it girl type thing. So I feel like she feels that she can speak freely to Abby.
Mm-hmm. She just doesn't have a filter yet.
Right.
So, I mean, she's still young. She still has time to
And she probably
get
speaks
one.
The same
get
to
one.
Her mother when they're at home behind the scenes. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so let's talk about the bakery wine situation.
That just seemed
a little more.
Just
we
out of
that was
place.
Going.
You know, just
it just seems totally scripted.
Yeah. Yeah, for, you know, all of a sudden Jezalyn shows up and
And again, where are the girls and who's taking care of them? And
well, and for someone who just had lice, why is Jess getting wine? Why isn't she with her daughter?
Mm-hmm. Combing.
Yeah, making sure there's no more bugs in her hair.
Conditioning. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She's doing everything she can to stay up in the mix and up in the drama, and she's smart. She knows what she's doing. I don't think she anticipated that Holly would be that angry at her. And really, I think that was absolutely misdirected for Holly to come and be so upset with Jezalyn. Of course, they would all take that opportunity for their daughters. They would all go, oh, Nia's out? All right, you're in, honey. Rock it. And
exactly.
That Holly was getting so upset with her for that, I just didn't understand.
Well, with all the moms, really.
Wrong.
I mean, if you look at both of the fights from the episode, she was screaming at all of them for not backing her up. And it's like, they would all do the same thing, but they're not going to, like, I don't know. I just don't think that they would support her at that point because she is so...
Over the top,
angry.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think, you know, when she was going after, Abby was going after Chloe and different things and, like, previous episodes, I don't think Holly was, like, you know,
so true,
so standing up for the other child. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember her really standing up so much for Chloe.
That's right,
or
girl.
or the other kids. But it's, of course, you know, when it's your child, then you're, like, balls to the wall,
right?
So that's a good point too.
Well, and for her to call Jess a lousy mother, honestly, Jess, though, her daughter's not even on the team, and she somehow got her daughter into this LA situation. So she's not a lousy mother. She's doing what she needs to do to get her daughter on TV and successful.
Good point. She is.
And Holly sort of prides herself in, like, I take the high road and this and that. And I was shocked that she said that and kind of blown away. I mean, who are you to call someone else a lousy mother, even if they are, which we haven't seen any kind of lousy mothering from Jessalyn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe a little obnoxious would be a better word.
Right.
But not
right.
But to call someone that. I mean, think how, if the tables were turned and someone had said that to Holly, how much she would freak out if someone called
her
a lousy
mother.
She would lose her mind.
Mm-hmm. Those wine glasses would have been thrown all over the place.
They would have been flying.
Yeah. Would have looked like Real Housewives up in there.
It did kind of look like Real Housewives up in there.
Jessalyn is, like, she's very, like, calm and collected. And it's almost just, she's, like, determined to, like, not let any of this get under her skin. Mm-hmm. I mean, even, you know, last episode when Abby grabbed the costume and this and that and you're not in the group number, you know, she never really... This is her cool. What's that about?
Because she knows that all this drama is good for her and is good for JoJo's spot on the team. And she'll sit there and let Holly scream and yell all she wants. And she can go back to Abby and say, hey, Holly called me a lousy mother. She was making a scene in public. Da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Abby's going to have a problem with all of that. And when Jessalyn can say, and I just sat there and took it. And without having to say,
plays
and then
the victim.
I wanted her. Yeah. I think that bodes much better for Jessalyn and her daughter's spot on the team.
And the more... drama that Jessalyn stirs up with the other moms, Jessalyn, she's not getting hurt. She's just, you know, being calm, like I said, but the more she stirs up, the producers see that, and they're like, oh, we got to keep her on the show. Mm-hmm. Solo.
And we know that they're pushed by the producers to do things like that. When Abby was here and talking with you guys, she mentioned that the producers really get in these moms' ears and let them know that they have to cause drama when they're new and they're coming in like that.
Right, absolutely. And we can talk about that later. I don't know if you guys saw the questionnaire for how they're recruiting new moms and daughters onto the show.
No, don't tell.
I did see something like...
They basically ask, like, which dance mom do you relate to the most and why? Mm-hmm. Do you like or dislike Abby? Why or why not?
Why do you want to be on the show?
What's your career path for your daughter?
Yeah, what can you bring to the show? That type of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was an interesting form to read.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Yeah. Okay, so competition day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nia and Holly have this little heart-to-heart, which I thought was the most sane stuff Holly said the entire episode.
Yeah, she had clearly taken a couple deep breaths, taken things down a couple of notches, and just is having a heart-to-heart to her child. It was a very beautiful thing.
And she kind of echoed something that Maddie said last season, I think it was Maddie, and about how Abby's not the world, she's just a piece of it.
Exactly. And so true.
But if Holly believes all that, and Abby's not going to stand up for you, and she's not rooting for you, and all this, if she believes all that, then why is she letting Abby continue to be her daughter's dance teacher?
Because Abby's the instructor on TV.
Well, right, that's my point.
Right. It's not
reasonable.
Right. Well, Nia, you know, they want to be there. Like, their heart is there. They just have to deal with all this other static crap, you know.
If you want the fame and the reality TV fame and to be on this show, then that's what you have to put up with.
Yeah, you have to put up with a lot of, you know, even, like, us, you know.
Sit down and drink wine and yell at each other all the time.
All the time.
Every night.
I feel like we should. Yeah. If we do, we'll tape it for all of you.
No,
check your vibe.
I just feel like the thing with Abby is that we have to remember that they're editing the most dramatic parts of whatever happens. And mm-hmm. so we see all of these dramatic things. But watching Abby's interaction with the girls in person, you see the respect back and forth between all of them. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like so much of it comes from the parents and Abby. Mm-hmm. And while she might take it out on the kids a good amount of the time, those parts are all just edited together like a supercut mm-hmm. in the season.
Mm-hmm. I love the scene where the girls were rehearsing their solos and Abby was just with them, really being just a dance coach.
Yeah.
And she was smiling watching Kendall and she was praising them a little bit. Yeah. And we just don't ever get to see that. And so mm-hmm. it makes me wonder how many hundreds of hours worth of that kind of footage is laying on the cutting room floor, you know?
Well, right. Yeah. Well, they said like to get one 48-minute show, they tape like 60 hours mm-hmm. of, you know, footage. So you don't even know if what, you know, they could cut to Abby saying something and then it cuts to something else and they're not even related. You know, one thing could have been taped at hour 12 and one at 35, but they make it look like it's, you know, happening in the same moment.
Abby could say things in an interview when she's not talking to the girls' faces, and they can put that in a voiceover in a scene where she's with the girls.
Well,
and
yeah,
all they have to do is not show her mouth, and it looks like Abby said that directly to whoever it was.
And she even said that. She said they, like, splice together her interviews, and they'll make sentences that don't actually exist. Mm-hmm. And you even saw that last season when Christy would tweet during the show, and she would be like, I didn't actually say that.
Yeah.
This is what I actually said.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that while... never mind, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to get destroyed in the comments.
even when I'm filming for myself and editing my own stuff,
yeah.
I can do it on my iMovie myself and make something that didn't make sense sound good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if I can do it, I mean, they can really do it.
Of course the pros can, yeah.
Yeah, of course, for sure. We had a situation come up like that today at work. We left a word out and we had to go find an old voiceover.
Oh, wow.
And splice it in. So, it happens in the industry, guys.
Yeah.
Is our point.
And those are called Frankenbites for all you reality TV junkies.
Ooh,
out there.
Ooh, Frankenbites.
Frankenbites.
Okay, so Abby walks in with a t-shirt that says, Stay Strong.
That was so bizarre.
For Nia.
I just didn't.
So
am I the only person that didn't get that?
No,
I didn't get that.
It was weird. It was just weird.
I kind of thought it had to do with the Maya Angelou performance because at the end she's like, stay strong.
Yeah.
I mean, she was wearing an outfit earlier in the episode that said strong on it, so maybe that's just sort of her niche, her thing.
I would like to think that it's honestly a heart-to-heart gift from a coach to a student saying, stay with me. I want you here. Stay strong through all of this craziness. I'm glad that you're here supporting the team today.
Well, mm-hmm. it might have also been because she knows that Nia's going through a hard time with her grandfather. And so she's saying, stay strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that type of thing.
We hope that, Lexi. That's very, that's very, like, level-headed and thoughtful.
Or it was the producers.
Right? Yeah. I think Abby was actually trying to do a nice thing, and she did.
Yeah.
I liked to see
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. So,
as bizarre as it kind of seemed to come out of nowhere.
Okay. Right.
A positive Abby there. So, you know, we do look at all sides.
So, Kendall is practicing her routine.
Yes.
And she just starts to break down when Abby, like, critiques her a little bit. And it wasn't a bad critique or anything. She was just fixing something.
Yeah, I just think that she was just feeling the heat. She mm-hmm. thought that her friend, you know, might be losing the spot on the team. And this is one of her first solo in LA. And I think the pressure got to her. But what I really didn't like was Jeslyn's face, her smirky face, while Abby was critiquing.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it was like a vicious, like,
haha, your daughter's breaking down. Like,
she's
that.
Competitive.
Yeah.
She is so competitive.
It was a crazy, vicious, like, monster of a look, too, about a kid. Like, she was happy that she was, you know, having a hard moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kendall sucked it up real quick.
She did.
She got over it very quickly. And, of course, there's a lot of pressure in this situation and a lot of expectations. And she's worried about losing her spot. When you see Abby so easily discard Nia out of the group and really give people consequences, Evan leaves everyone thinking, oh, my gosh, I could be next.
Right.
You know, and, of course, that's going to get to someone who's her age. And her darn outfit was too tight. shite. I felt bad for her. Yeah. But Abby's little pep talk to her was, again, another moment. Were they deliberately trying to remind us that Abby is a nice person?
A person?
Yeah, which I love. I love to see that, and I think that happens more often than not. But another moment where Abby said the right things to Kendall, and she said something nice and uplifting and not discouraging. Mm-hmm. And we have to look at those moments because, like I said, I bet there are a lot more of them on that cutting room floor.
And it paid off in the performance because when the music stopped, Kendall was so calm and just kept going.
Like a champ, that girl.
She did. She stepped out on the stage and she got more confident as it went on. And then she was like at the top of her game when the music cut out. I thought it was fantastic.
And who was the one who started the clap? Abby.
Yeah, she did. I really loved that moment. That was a moment of everybody working together and wanting, you know, you saw a coach wanting success for her student. And
that's the kind of stuff that Abby's preparing them for when she is being hard on them. She's saying, you know, it's rough in the industry. Stuff happens. You know, your music cuts out.
Right.
The director is mean to you, whatever it may be. And I think she was probably so proud that Kendall didn't freak out. You know, a lot of girls would have ran crying off the stage.
Yeah.
And so that was Abby training right there.
It was.
A split second in her mind, she did not miss a beat.
For sure. So what did you think of of JoJo's performance?
I thought JoJo did a great job with giving what she was given. I didn't like the choreography at all. I felt like it was just a lot on the floor, like kind of circle rolling.
It was weird.
Yeah, like rolling on the floor. I couldn't really tell what she was doing with all the stuff, you know, the costume. She was doing a good job trying to portray the story. I thought she did what she could do with it, but I did not like the number, and I didn't like the preface behind it.
I think they gave her choreography that was different from what she didn't succeed at. You know, the whole lyrical solo thing didn't really quite work out for her, right, if I'm remembering correctly?
Right.
So this was an effort to give her something different, to give her, like the moms were kind of saying, something that was catered to JoJo. The other girls can just do any solo, but this was really for JoJo. And I think that did show. And I think that's her strength, is that the floor stuff and the hard hitting. And, and it's also a lot more L.A.,
right. Mm-hmm. And then the group performance, I think it was my favorite one.
Me too.
Oh, so good.
Yeah,
it was good.
I loved it. I think, I think if you could give a perfect score, and you can, I would give them a perfect score.
Right.
And I felt like Kalani and Maddie like really shined in that performance, and I loved it. I loved it.
I agree.
People get mad at me for saying that I think like all the group dances look the same, or all of certain person solos all look the same. Don't keep tweeting me, people. I hear ya. Okay, but this group dance actually did look different, and it seemed different, and it seemed to draw from a different skill set that the girls have. And they rocked it.
Yeah.
I feel like Abby wasn't giving them these kind of dances because she thought that they couldn't do it. She knows full well that the LA choreography is more the way that they had this group dance last night. Mm-hmm. And it paid off.
It did.
And then we saw the cocky JoJo part when she was like, well, now you know how it felt for the past 3 weeks when I wasn't performing. And all the girls were like, well, it's Nia's spot on the team.
You're not on the team. And Nia stood up for herself.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, you know.
She did it respectfully, too, which was good.
She did. And she didn't get emotional.
No.
So she's a mature kid.
Well,
she
I just
is.
Love seeing those moments between the girls when they're all just a bunch of preteen girls. You know, it's interesting what they're going to say to each other, and JoJo giving that attitude and the girls giving it back, you know, when the moms aren't around. I would love to see what they really sit and talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. So JoJo ended up getting fifth. Kendall got second.
Yay.
And then the group got first.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I was so proud of Kendall.
I agree.
I wish she would have gotten first, but...
And did you guys think that Nia should have gone up with the girls?
I don't even know why she was sitting on that stage.
I totally agree. I think that that's like a normal thing, is if you're out of the performance, why are you even on stage sitting in the audience?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think she should have gone up. I mean, just, you know, you're sitting out this time. It's not a big deal. You got to record your song. You know, sometimes in life you can't have everything all at once.
Right. And can you imagine if JoJo had just been the swing and hadn't performed in it, and she wanted to go up and receive the award, what the moms would have said about that?
And maybe the producer told her that she needed to at least sit on the stage, but she didn't have to go up. So we don't really know what fully happened, but...
Yeah. I'm sure somebody told Nia to do that. I'm sure. She's like such a gracious...
mature being. I'm sure somebody put her up to that. And it's fine. Like, it was fine for her to sit on the stage. If it was me, I'd rather be in the audience with the moms. But I think she did what she was supposed to do. But the moms didn't need to say, you know, oh, she should, you know, stay out of other people's business sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, shut up. But, I mean, I guess we wouldn't have any a show if they were, like,
right,
shutting
yeah,
up.
They were going to shut up.
It's like they're always, like, in each other's business all the time.
I know. Well, and I thought it was really dramatic at the end of the episode for Holly to have been like, it's a broken team. It's not a
yeah.
broken
it's not
team.
A broken team.
She's just really, really angry at life right now.
Yeah. So... don't get your panties in a ruffle.
Yeah,
you're
right.
all together.
Yeah.
You're on the team. It's going to be fine. She'll be back next week.
Well, and you know, while we're kind of on this, there was so much talk about what opportunities Nia has or hasn't been given. Nia has been the lead in the group dance several times, mm-hmm. especially lately in the last several competitions. So what, another point where I was sort of like, Holly, what are you even talking about? Oh my God.
Well, I think the part that makes, whenever Nia's the lead, it's usually an ethnic lead. And so I think that's what Holly gets mad about is that when she is the lead, it's not for, you know, just any random performance.
It feels like a forced thing.
A chief of an Indian tribe or
yeah.
something like that.
Abby tends to do that. And, you know, I think it goes back to the headshot situation when Abby said that, Nia wasn't going to do well in L.A. And then, you know, she's taken her kid all the way across to L.A., like we said a million times. And
right.
You know, that type of thing.
I think the moms forget sometimes that Abby wants the girls to succeed. She needs them to succeed.
That's her
paycheck.
She's
getting her 10%, and why would she turn down any opportunity for any of the girls?
Right.
You know when those phone calls are coming in, if it's for Nia or Kendall or anyone else, but Maddie, she's not saying, oh, no, please don't pay us. No, we don't want to take that job.
Right,
you
right.
know, and the moms need to remember that. They continue to show sort of that none of the moms are savvy at all in the industry. So they really need to just sort of take a step back and let Abby handle it. Abby has made a lot of stars in music and dance and acting. I've interviewed people on the red carpet. I just interviewed a girl on the red carpet a few months ago who was like, I am here because of Abby Lee Miller.
Hmm.
And she's very successful.
Okay, let's quickly roll into news and gossip because we're running out of time.
Oh, shoot.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Did you guys see Maddie's performance at the Grammys?
At the Grammys, yeah. She was walking the red carpet. Mm. She got the full
Kristen Wiig
mm-hmm.
performed with her. That was huge. That was the talk of the entire show, basically. Besides Madonna.
It took me a second. I'm like, is that Kristen Wiig?
And then when you realized, it was like the internet broke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's not a dancer by any means. So that was purely
was a great
kind of a comedic skit thing
right.
that they were going for, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. But the open call auditions for Dance Moms, is it castingdancemoms.com? But I guess Abby commented and said that she's not going to take on any girls from there, and she's going to hold her own auditions, per usual.
Them. So how does that work?
Good for you, Abby.
Yeah.
She cuts production out wherever she can. That's why she's always running around doing the costumes, too, because she said when she let them handle it, they would screw it up on purpose for storylines.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
she's taking it into her own hands.
Yeah.
She does have a business to run.
She does have a hard job in that way. You know, production's mm-hmm. got her, too, and she wants to keep her show going, so...
Well, if anyone gets involved in that process, please let us know how it goes. Let us know
yes.
what the interviews were
yeah.
like, what you had to do.
You guys
we
can come on the show.
We want to know. Yes.
Yeah.
Come and sit on our couch.
Yeah, you could come on the show and tell us all about it.
Did you have, some news and gossip too,
yeah,
right?
A little bit. Well, we do know that the song that Nia was recording last night is called Star in Your Own Life.
Yeah, I love that.
She just finished shooting the video, and there are some really cool pictures online. Mm-hmm. She's all dolled up in silver and crazy hair, and she looks beautiful,
she
by the way.
She does.
Looks far beyond her years.
Looked like right. she was having a ball.
Yes. Abby made some comments about this episode. She said that Holly was using her behind her back and that Holly is turning into Christy. So Abby did make that distinction that
oh
Holly's
boy.
Turning into Christy.
Here we
and
go.
And the biggest news of the night, I know you guys love, love, love Maddie. She will be a correspondent for Elle Magazine at New York Fashion Week.
Ah! She's got her sofa host job,
right? Remember, I don't know if y'all remember a couple weeks ago, and I said, these girls are going to get hosting jobs before we do. And you said, no, that'll never
happen. Ha!
It's happening.
So true. I know.
I was wrong.
We're wildly jealous of you 12-year-old Maddie to have a job that we've always wanted, but good luck.
Have a great
time. Sure, she's going to rock it. She's going to be doing interviews and giving people the info about the runway shows, and she's going to be behind the scenes. She's going to be uploading pictures. They did, Elle Magazine did an interview and a photo shoot with her in November, and apparently they just love her. So they brought her back to do that. And just another little blurby about the Grammys, her red carpet outfit, I don't know if you saw, a super cute little suit, her and Sia were matching, was custom Armani Jr.
Oh, I did.
Armani Jr.?
Yeah. Wow. So girls walking the red carpet in Armani, she's getting hosting gigs, she's dancing at the Grammys. I'm like, I can't even.
Yeah.
Blows me away. I can't wait to see where this will all go for her in 6 years when the Dance Moms panel is sitting here at AfterBuzz talking what they're going to be saying about what Maddie's doing then. I'm wildly curious. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, let's move into predictions real quick. So, I forgot to talk to
forgot about the little commentary there.
Okay, so next week they're filming a music video for Maddie B.
They are so cute in their costumes,
designer getup.
Yeah, and one of the moms, I think Holly, like, this is what we came for.
Right.
So I'm excited to see that.
It'll be good.
Yeah, I was trying really hard just watching that. The little preview, I always try to figure out what's actually happening. And I think all that stuff with Abby saying, oh, I'm going to pull the plug and da-da-da, it's just more of their editing that they do. I'm thinking that that video shoot will probably actually go off without a hitch and will be fantastic. And maybe a lack of drama finally in an episode. Maybe we'll just get to see them doing their thing, which would be kind of nice.
I agree. Okay, guys, where can we find you?
Tweet me that, Maddie, hate, love, all your, I know, I'm sure I said something that upset y'all. So let me know, at Christy Reports. I'm a big retweeter, too, and I like to answer you guys, so please let me know what you thought of the show.
And you can tweet me at Candace_Camacho.
And you can find me on all social media at Lexi Hamasfar. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap of Dance Moms. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and follow us, and we will see you next week.
Thumbs up!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.